this is a person who came into office making all kinds of promises to the American people and American families. And he has betrayed people. He has betrayed people. Let's talk about the farmers here in this great state of Iowa. He said he'd take care of them. Then engaged in trade policy by tweet, informed by ego, not working with our allies, which has resulted in farmers here in Iowa looking at bankruptcy, with soybeans rotten in bins, many of whom had taken the time and put the hard work into cultivating a market in China over a decade, to only be cut off from that. Now we see China's going to Brazil to buy their soybeans. We have a person who campaigned saying he was going to take care of American families and their health care, and for the first 9 months tried to get rid of the Affordable Care Act and is now talking about trying to do it again and basically eliminate the ban on pre-existing conditions. We have a president who has engaged in trade policy such that some are estimating that as many as 700,000 auto workers in our country could lose their jobs by the end of the year because of that so-called trade policy, which I call the Trump trade tax. American families currently are spending $1.4 billion a month more for everything from shampoo to washing machines. He has betrayed the American people. And so as far as I'm concerned, the task before us is to prosecute the case against 4 more years of Donald Trump. And I'm prepared to do that. Yeah. So, so let me tell you a little bit more about my background. I have successfully taken on the big banks who preyed on homeowners during the foreclosure crisis that wreaked havoc on our country. I have taken on successfully the pharmaceutical companies who preyed on seniors. I have successfully taken on transnational criminal organizations who preyed on women and children. I know predators, and we have a predator living in the White House. He has predatory instincts and a predatory nature. And the thing about predators is this. Predators, by their nature, identify and then prey on the vulnerable. That's how they do what they do. That's their nature, to identify those who are in need or may be desperate or may be yearning for help. Predators prey on those who need help. Predators are cowards. And we don't need a predator in the White House. And we don't want one. And so let's look at the rap sheet. Just to continue with the task at hand, shall we? Let's look at the rap sheet, the evidence. So what are we looking at? We're looking at someone who said he was going to help American families and working people, but then passes a tax bill that benefits the top 1% and the biggest corporations in this country. Last year, 60 of the biggest corporations in the United States paid no taxes. Who here paid no taxes? Let's look at the rap sheet. Let's look at an administration that had a policy about removing children from their families. An administration that has conducted trade policy by tweet. An administration who has not lifted up people, but instead approaches their job in a way that is about beating people down instead of lifting them up. So it's time to turn the page. And it's time to write the next chapter in the history of our nation.